Now, Russia, China and 27 other countries have officially established the World Organization for Cooperation in Artificial Intelligence. A ceremony was held in Shanghai, where the host nation's foreign minister and Russia's digital development minister signed off on the deal. With AI a huge talking point right now, Moscow and Beijing are working hand in hand to shape the new global organization. It seeks to put human interests first, ensuring equal access to, quotes, information, transparency and clear ethical standards. To turn such principles into reality, China is tasked with supplying breakthrough models while Russia ensures real-life application. Next year, Russia will host landmark international AI conferences in which China and many other nations will actively participate. Well, it's great to welcome live onto the programme founder of the Anti-Censorship Hub, Brighteon Platforms, Mike Adams, live from Texas. Mike, I appreciate your time, sir. What kind of goals can an organisation like this achieve that perhaps a single country wouldn't be able to tackle?
Well, this is a really critical positive development for the future of humanity, in my opinion. And of course, I'm an AI developer as well, and I understand also as an American that the American empire will weaponize and monopolize AI against humanity if it's given an opportunity to do so. And so this international competition, this balancing against Western AI hegemony, I think is really critical for humanity. China has extraordinary engineering capabilities, as well as Russia, and yet the United States continues to punish and use tariffs and artificial scarcity, deprivation of access to supply chains, in order to try to weaken those countries and other countries' capability to access machine cognition. That is unfair, and in my opinion, it's also a violation of fundamental human rights that the United States is doing that. So this development is very positive.
This is one as well of the first international organizations for AI cooperation to be officially formed. It's also spearheaded by BRICS members, countries of the Global South. But does that come with a challenge as well, Mike? Will the grouping have in balancing the participation of countries who've got, I suppose, different levels of tech development? How will that all marry together?
Well, that's a very good point. It's critical that the leaders in, for example, open source AI models such as China, maintain an open source posture that helps share their developments and publish science papers that can be shared with other countries, such as Russia or even such as Iran, where there are very, very capable people who can augment and cross-pollinate those ideas for very rapid development. And if the BRICS nations succeed at this, there's no question in my mind, and I say this even as an American, that the BRICS nations will surpass America's AI capabilities in short order, including in semiconductor manufacturing, and they will bypass the tariffs and sanctions that have been placed against China, for example, restricting China's access to UV lithography equipment such as ASML. So again, this is overall a positive development for humanity.
Mike, just a final point about Silicon Valley's supremacy and perhaps looking on at this. Will they be looking on very closely at how this unfolds, this organization?
Well, yeah, absolutely. There will be efforts to sabotage this. And I should also point out that even right now, the just recent news that some of the top engineers from the DeepMind sector of Google have left Google, saying that they disagree with Google's licensing of its AI technology to the Pentagon for weaponization and the production of automated, essentially targeting and killing machines. So what the United States needs to be concerned about, in my opinion, is not simply the international competition, but also the backlash from within, because the AI community in America has many people that completely disagree with the current trajectory of how this technology is being applied as weapon systems against human beings.
Really, really interesting analysis. Thank you for your time, Mike. Brighteon Platforms Media Ecosystem founder, Mr. Mike Adams, live on the program.
Thank you.